Jennifer Herrera is a doctor at Strong Memorial Hospital. She specifically works with kids with developmental disabilities.
In my residency training for pediatrics, it just was the one thing that kind of made me feel like I was making a difference.
Which is why she's taking part in a campaign called Spread the Word to End the Word.
It's basically to end the use of the R word being retard or retarded.
According to the Census Bureau, one in five people in the U.S. has a disability. Courtney Dolan is the public education coordinator at Starbridge. She says, with that statistic in mind, people have to be more conscious of the language they use.
So often people use that word without truly understanding the hurtfulness of it. It's demoralizing, and words really do matter. And when something is hurtful, we shouldn't continue to do it.
Spread the Word to End the Word is nationally recognized on the first Wednesday of March. In Rochester, engagement and awareness events happen all across town throughout the day. At the Strong Cafe, there's a table of volunteers encouraging people to sign a pledge vowing not to use the R word. Hospital staff and visitors stop to participate. They sign big, colorful posters and snag a piece of candy while they're there.
Great. Go back and tell the office.
We will.
Come down.
All right.
Ann Costello is the director of the Golisano Foundation. She says they're working to make sure Rochester has the most pledges of any city participating.
Unfortunately, the R word, the word retarded, has found its way into popular culture, and it's a slur. It's a negative stereotype of people with intellectual disabilities.
The Golisano Foundation is sponsoring the event in order to help spread the word. But Costello says the campaign was actually started as a grassroots movement by young people.
You know, our young people are growing up in a much more inclusive, accepting world, and they gravitate towards things like this. This is how, in a very simple way, I think they feel they can make a difference.
There are a couple different ways to measure that difference. One is in signatures. One is in participating organizations. This year in Rochester, there are over 25. But there's also a hope it will make a difference that can't really be quantified. Because here's the thing about the Spread the Word campaign. It's not just about promising not to use the R word. It's about replacing it with another R word, respect. Special Olympics athlete James Hart is volunteering at the pledge table.
I want to be involved in this because I did it last year, and I want to be involved to promote people, to tell people about who we are and what we do, and to respect us and everything. And I enjoy it.
Hart is holding a poster with a black and white sketch on it. It's one of those reversible figure illusions, where if you hold it one way, you see one thing. But if you rotate it, the image changes.
We were just looking at this. It's just a lot of people look at things differently. Like, see this way, you see it as a frog.
Yeah.
But if you turn it this way,
oh, wow, look at that. It's a horse.
Yeah, it's a horse.
Thank you.
For those involved in the campaign, the hope is that Spread the Word won't just change people's choice of language. It'll also help shift their perspective. Veronica Volk, WXXI News.